in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and there's a bonus. If you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and there's a bonus. If you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
6:59 on 960 The Quake. You get a Quake News Team special, Monitoring the Media. That's coming up in just a second. But please say good morning to Will Durst and Willie Brown. They're here and getting ready for today's show on 960 The Quake. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John. John, how are you?
Oh, man, I am fantastic. Actually, it's actually kind of nice to come back to work. I had a bunch of days off and
it is
feel good.
Totally humiliating. You're hardly move. But nice. My thighs are as if I've been, you know, playing tennis with your wife.
Excuse me?
His wife is a great tennis player.
I hear she came in, what, fifth?
No, she's ranked five in Northern California. She came in first in the tournament.
Oh, she won
a tournament up in Napa over the weekend.
Cool.
Very proud of her.
Now, why are your thighs look like you've been...
I don't know.
I can't wait to hear that.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to me. Something over the weekend. But I spent, the weekend in Los Angeles... having a good time, as a matter of fact.
Were you back for the fireworks yesterday?
I got back in time for the fireworks. Yes, I did. And the good Lord was kind to us last night. You could actually see the
fireworks. I know. We were fog-free.
Yeah, on every single solitary building that has a roof, there were people standing on it. I was amazed. It was more fun watching people to see who was going to fall off first.
There were a lot of ancillary shows, too, unofficial shows.
Yes, a number of them.
Well, I'm not, those are against the law.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not.
So you didn't have one.
But all around the bay, if you were someplace you could see from all around the bay, there were fireworks in various communities around the bay that were equally as dramatic.
Would have been great at the top of Twin Peaks.
Yes. Well, that's a little too far away, but, you know. You're right down, let's say, in the Bank of America building or any of those places. Fabulous. So it was a good night.
We are going to have a good show today. We'll recap the 4 days that was. Ambassador Joe Wilson on the show today and Jeff Cooner from Inside Magazine, among others, here on San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose at 702 on 960 The Quake.
The following is a Quake News Team special, Monitoring the Media. A Bay Area report card on 960 The Quake.
Our next head-to-head, we randomly select NBC 11 KNTV out of San Jose and KGO Channel 7 here in San Francisco. We choose a Tuesday, 6 p.m., and we take the first section of each newscast before the commercial break. Crime and violence get top billing. This is a week where a sniper shoots a Reno judge and kills his estranged wife. He reportedly had contacted a cousin in Moraga and was on the FBI's most wanted list. He was later arrested in Mexico. KGO leads with it. There's also a story about a Sacramento Kaiser surgeon facing criminal charges for illegal weapons, a rocket launcher in fact, and of course there are the inappropriate sex allegations. All told, 4 out of the 7 stories on KGO in the first part of the newscast have to do with crime or violence, the first 3 playing to our sense of fear.
Unfortunately, we live in a culture of titillation, you know, a culture where the latest bit of information or news bite is considered more important than something that happened before it, and important issues are not being covered.
Danny Schechter, the news dissector, says we need media that serves our democracy. NBC 11 puts the Reno sniper story fourth and leads with a DVD recorder company being raided in Fremont, then a story about a Watsonville family in mourning after losing their son in the Iraq War. It also puts stories high up on the Oakland mayoral race and San Jose election issues, but not before a story on the Bay Area trial du jour, Susan Polk. All told, 4 of the 8 stories in page one on NBC 11 were crime or violence related, but not as many as KGO in playing to our sense of fear. Tomorrow, how that bias may affect what you see and hear on Bay Area newscasts, and some ideas on how to make good and relevant news profitable.
You can hear our special series on Bay Area News at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or find them online at quakeradio.com.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awanti Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org. Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
The Quake, time for traffic in the Crawford 4 Traffic Center, this time brought to you by Chevy's. 580 westbound at 1st Street, reports of a couple of car accidents. It was in the lanes, now in the center divide. Bay Bridge metering lights on, back up to about the middle of the parking lot. There was a stall in the far left lane, eastbound 24, just in front of the Caldecott. Crews are there, looks like they got that moved out already. Chevy's has the queue. Taste Chevy's new Blazin' Mesquite barbecue dishes, including the Grande filled crisp. Layers of crispy flour tortillas filled with black beans, jalapeno jack, and smoky mesquite grilled chicken. Just $8.99 for limited time at Chevy's. Viva la fiesta. Check headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning and welcome to the Will and Willie Show. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie the Brown.
Yeah, he is the Willie the Brown. And we're here after a long, on a Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday, and believe it or not, we're located in a spot where I can't see the weather.
No,
that presents
we got
a real challenge. We are in the studio. One of the, maybe the fourth time in the seventh month of our existence have we ever been in the studio. We're not often invited here. The real professionals work on here. The amateurs are on location.
I didn't think my key was going to work. I really didn't. I thought there's like a 3-month expiration.
I don't know what I did with mine.
Oh, you don't know?
Yeah, it's a good brother on the door, though. And so he says, well, don't you have one of those things? I said, hey. He said, I got it. Just don't worry about it. And he brought me all the way up here, which was cool.
They canceled my parking spot downstairs.
Why?
They canceled my parking spot because it was never here.
Oh, that's a message.
So I parked in Michael Savage's spot.
That's a message. That's a message.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a parking spot here, so I'm separated from it. But my cab driver picks me up this morning, takes me straight to the Vitale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's natural for him. And I said, hey, no, we're over the other place. He says, where in the hell is that? And I, of course,
and you did remember.
Absolutely. Yes, and I got him here. And then, of course, Bob Agnew made the telephone call. But it was a tough weekend.
Tough weekend?
Yes, tough weekend.
Tough weekend for whom?
Well, I was in Southern California visiting with my good friend, the mayor of Los Angeles, who is
Let me say it. Villaraigosa.
That is right. Yeah. Antonio Villaraigosa, who is still incredibly enthusiastic about his job. Unlike those of us who were mayors for more than a minute. And he does some of everything. It was the one-year anniversary from the date in which he was sworn in. And, of course, he was being touted by the news organizations, all, you know, evaluating what you've done in the first year. And one example, he had a great phrase, apparently, when he was campaigning. He was going to do a subway to the sea. At I.E.
Right, all the way to them.
Yeah, they said, where is the subway to the sea?
At least he didn't say 100 days, did he?
Well, you don't have to mention that. Why do you go back
100 days, we shall have a subway to Santa Monica.
My history is such, But it was really hot in Los Angeles. Incredibly hot in Los Angeles. I must tell you, though, that the restaurant crowd in Los Angeles and the physical facilities, places like a joint called The Bridge, another place called, and I think, The Republic, owned by a group of Russians, a hotel called Sofitel with an incredible lounge. Everything is extremely modern and
the
fresh.
The Sofitel on 3rd?
Yes, it's on 3rd.
Across the Beverly Center?
That's right, directly across from the Beverly Center. It's just unbelievable how much money that these people must be putting into the physical properties down there. And they're really large places, and they're all vying with each other, obviously, for that very chic crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they sell neckties in L.A. anymore.
No. Perhaps they've been outlawed.
Nobody wears neckties, and they don't wear the other half of the skirt. Either.
But you mentioned about the heat, and I'm sure it's just a way of keeping cool.
And I must say, at these hotels, the competition is so great for customers that when you're at the hotel and you want to go to some other place, you just call downstairs and says, I'd like the hotel courtesy car. Hotel courtesy car? 2006 Rolls Royce. With the suicide doors.
At the Sofitel?
Wait a minute. Not only there. At the Four Seasons.
Well, yeah.
At the Beverly Regents, Beverly Wilshire, and I think it's called Regent Beverly Wilshire, at the Peninsula Hotel. They all have, one was gray, one was brown, one was black, and the chauffeur in uniform. It is just
so
very impressive.
Wait a minute. How many hotels were you staying at?
No, I only stayed at one, but I visited a lot.
But then you visited the other.
I stayed at other hotels.
Okay, so
but
then
they
you
would
get
take
the courtesy
you to the,
car.
That's right. They would take you to
so the... So the Sofitel courtesy car will take you to the Peninsula in Santa Monica.
When you're done with... Peninsula's in L.A.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Where is it, downtown?
No, it's next to that Creative Arts... agency.
Oh, okay.
CAA. It's on Santa Monica, not in Santa Monica.
Okay.
It's on Little Santa Monica Boulevard.
So once you're at that hotel, okay, you're not staying at that hotel, you had lunch or something, then you ask for their courtesy car to go somewhere else?
To drop you at some shopping facility.
You can do that. I can't.
No, everybody can do that. But the rooms are all over $400 a night. You got to understand, and that's the family rate.
That's the AAA discount.
That's right.
That's the AARP discount.
That's what your premium card. But it's fascinating, frankly, to see how people who clearly live on the edge, economically speaking, and every waitress or waiter is an actor.
Actress
or actor, they let you know that. Right out of the box. They all look like they're waiters and actresses. And, you know, they look like great-looking people. But they tell you. They tell you what show they've been in, and they recognize you. Hey, Mr. Brown, how are you? It's nice to see you. This lady says, who's running Wolfgang's new place, by the way. Wolfgang has a place called Cut, C-U-T.
Where is it?
It's in the Beverly Regent Beverly Wilshire. and the most expensive item on the menu is Kobe beef. $160 for 6 ounces. And then $20 an ounce for every ounce.
But it's not really Kobe beef.
What is
it? It's not Japan. It's Kobe style beef. You can't call it Kobe beef.
Why can't?
Unless it's from Japan.
Well, I think it must be from Japan.
Well, $120 for
160.
For 6 ounces.
Yes. 6 ounces and $20 for every ounce above that.
Oh, God.
So you could go in there and two people could have dinner for $1,000.
Did you have that?
No. Are you kidding me? I couldn't find a sponsor.
Yeah. I would need a co-signer for a hamburger.
No kidding. No kidding. But, you know, it was an interesting. It was an interesting.
Was it a three-day weekend or four-day? When did you go down?
I went down Saturday.
Oh, so it was just Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah, and I came back last night for the fireworks here in the city to make sure that... celebrated as much as the guy celebrated in North Korea.
It was interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. The first three stories on the news last night, the 11 o'clock news, and I got a nap yesterday, so I was able to watch the 11 o'clock news. But the first three stories all were these, it was like a Hitchcock sort of moment, you know, where the train goes in the tunnel. All three stories were shooting fire up into the sky. The first one was the fireworks, illegal fireworks. You know, it's a rampant, it's awful, it's an epidemic in the Bay Area. And they just had horrible stories about possible bad illegal fireworks. The second one was the North Korean missile going up, the missile test. And the third one was our shuttle. So all three stories included fire going up in the sky. It was a very phallic 4th of July celebration.
But I'm rather amused at how the U.S. government, though, is playing this Korean deal. How the world is playing this Korean deal. The guy shoots off 7 missiles. 7. One, allegedly, high-tech,
long range, yeah.
That went 32, 33 seconds. And right into the water.
Nah,
about the same as
32 feet, yeah.
The same as a bottle rocket in Chinatown. I mean, phew, phew, right into the water. And the other 6 were all the old-style stuff that even the Iraqis wouldn't use as modified roadside bombs.
No, if we had found these in Iraq, they wouldn't have counted as weapons of mass destruction.
No, they would not have counted as weapons of mass destruction. And that's all he has. You know, he made his big deal. And, I mean, it was a big deal. He got the reaction he wanted, though. And just think now, over in Israel, Hamas apparently set off a shot that went quite a distance and hit a school in that continuing dispute in Palestine.
Because the soldier still hasn't been released.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Israelis who shot the rocket off. It was the
Hamas.
Opposition, and they wanted to show how deep they could reach inside of Israel. I think that's a major mistake. Now, if the Israelis decide, we're going to show you how
deep
far
we can go.
How wide.
If you want a pissing contest, you...
Yeah, you don't do it with the Israelis.
Yeah, I mean, a big
pick somebody
one.
Else.
That's right.
Pick another place. You know, pick somebody like Sri Lanka or somebody that has no army. But you better pick somebody, because this is going to be a problem. And believe me, these deadlines that are being imposed, you either release all these prisoners and we give you back the soldier, or they don't say what they're going to do to the soldier. I would guess that they would not want a scorched earth policy practiced by the Israelis. And if I had any advice to give to the guys holding that soldier, so you know what kind of deal you could make to release that soldier, and maybe you should consider releasing him. And then a real tragedy over the weekend, real tragedy, report that U.S. soldiers, a U.S. soldier, raped an Iraqi woman.
Stephen Green, I believe.
Killed all the members of her family, or most of the members of her family, while other military personnel with him either watched or
Yeah, they were supposed to be
assisted.
At a checkpoint, and they changed out of their uniforms into black clothing and went in and
did whatever they did. And then they released him, you know.
Yeah, he was actually
discharged from the military.
Yeah, earlier.
Personality disorder.
Yeah, apparently. We got a great show today. It's me and Willie, a bunch of guests. Later on in the show, I think at the 9 o'clock hour, we have Ambassador Joe Wilson. But coming up real soon,
will be re-anointing ourselves with Jeffrey Kooner from Washington Insight Magazine. And a lot of fun. What Would Willie Do? Burst of Durst. All the regular stuff here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
And we will take calls from the Italians and the Germans.
Oh, not the Germans.
Not the Germans, you don't think?
A lot of beer.
How about those two quick hits?
Oh.
And the Italians dreaded
118 minutes of nothing, and then 2 minutes. Oh.
But the Italians dreaded the idea of a shootout. Every time they've done that, it has ended their participation in the World Cup.
And more soccer. Here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And the sweetest of the sweet neocons, perhaps one in the Bush administration that the president referred to as Kenny Boy, Kenneth Lay died.
He was 64, and he had a heart attack in Africa.
That's the guy from Enron who was convicted of multiple counts of all kinds of fraud with reference to that firm called Enron that allegedly ripped off the state of California for so many years in the energy crisis. He was awaiting sentence, and he ends up dying an untimely death.
Yes, in Aspen, Aspen, Colorado.
Massive heart attack.
Yeah, he was at the Aspen Valley Hospital and had a massive coronary. He was supposed to be sentenced along with Chief Executive Jeffrey Skilling.
Jeffrey Skilling.
On October 23rd.
Yeah,
so what would you do if you were Skilling?
So I am now the defense lawyer for Skilling. I would have certainly make a motion for a new trial because my client sees clearly now. The rain has come.
That everything was Kenneth Lay's fault.
That's right. Kenneth Lay is the guy who orchestrated. And that's why I, Jeffrey Skilling, quit. If you remember, Jeffrey Skilling quit early on, really early in the whole process. And he was just the kind of guy that, you know, he wouldn't rat on his friends. Well, now that his friends is we're in postmortem, he can now tell the truth.
Now, finally, the veil has been lifted.
Yeah, and he's going to do this book, and it's going to be all the secrets that he could not tell while Kenneth Lay was still alive. But now that Kenneth is has expired and there's no possibility of any, you know, disregard for trust and loyalty.
No. Now he's free to speak the truth. Let's talk to Jeff Kooner. We have Jeffrey Kooner on with us. He's from Washington Insight Magazine. We haven't spoken to him for a while. Mr. Kooner, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what do you think of Kenneth Lay dying? What's that going to happen?
Well, you know, my heart bleeds.
Oh.
I am so sorry to see him go.
Poor
no,
baby.
I mean, he's just, you know, this whole Enron thing politically has been an absolute nightmare for the Republicans. This hurt them badly. They were obviously tied to a lot of these corporate scandals. Enron had a lot of close ties with many Republicans in this city. A lot of people, frankly, I think, are just happy to see this whole issue go away.
And the sentencing that will occur for Jeffrey Skilling in October obviously would be right on top of the deciding date for the elections. And so, and now if something could happen to Skilling, the world of Republicans, they would have solved that
you
problem.
You are a conspiracy theorist today.
I'm just, you know, I know the home team is preparing extremely well. They certainly have been preparing in Washington. How do you account for what appears to be Bush's improvement in the public opinion polls?
Well, what White House sources are basically telling me is that they think it's several reasons. They think one of the big reasons is they do consider the economy to have picked up a little bit over the last couple months. They think that's helped the president politically. The other thing they think has helped considerably has been the death of Zarqawi in Iraq, which they think helped Bush a little bit, gave him a bump in the polls in the sense that he was seen as being tough on the war on terror and making sort of inroads against Al-Qaeda. I think another big thing is just that about 2-3 months ago when gas prices began to soar, obviously the public was very upset and they were looking to blame people and, you know, it fell on the president's desk in many ways. That's changed. I think the sense that many Republicans are now telling me is they think that the public now, although they don't like, you know, paying $3 a gallon at the pump, that the American public is sort of getting used to it. They become a little bit immunized to the fact that, you know, well, it's going to be $3 a gallon. What can you do about it? And so it's taken some of the edge off a lot of the anger out there. And so, I mean, Bush is still low in the polls, but, you know, he was at, what, 30% about 2-3 months ago. He's now close to 40%. But for Republicans, that's still way too low. I mean, many of them are still very worried going into November.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Kooner. He's editor of the Insight Magazine, insightmag.com. You can go there. There's other things that are going on. There's the GOP leadership doesn't seem to be so together. We saw this on immigration, that they were fighting each other. There's a lot of issues that are, they didn't even rally behind the flag burning amendment, which I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, the Republicans are divided on a lot of issues. You mentioned flag burning and immigration. What's now really sort of dividing them on another thing is the whole New York Times and the fact that they broke that story a couple of weeks ago regarding the program after 9/11 to monitor international bank transactions by suspected terrorists. Now, you have a lot of conservative Republicans who think this is just a great issue for their base. They think it's just red meat to go after the New York Times, to conduct an investigation, possibly with prosecutions in the mix, going after the executive editor, Bill Keller, and some of the reporters. And they want to argue on the grounds that this was treasonous, this violated national security. And it's playing very well with a lot of conservatives. The problem is that you have a lot of Republicans, Arlen Specter being a key one, who think that this is just going to blow up in their face, that if Republicans jump on this issue and overplay their hand, they're going to be seen as basically attacking freedom of the press. So you have a lot of infighting now going on among Republicans. I think the point that I want to stress, though, is that this division within the GOP leadership reflects in many ways a panic that has set in over the last 6 months, where a lot of Republicans now feel that they are on the ropes. They feel that their control of Congress is slowly slipping away from them as November approaches. And it's almost every man, woman for themselves kind of attitude. So you basically have a free-for-all, and that's sort of what's going on right now.
Jeffrey, have you been following closely the Supreme Court's decision with reference to Bush's war powers and what's happened with the prison in Cuba? And there obviously are attempts being made by some members of Congress to authorize the president to essentially try these people, but without the appropriate protections the Supreme Court seems to think they need. That seems to be dividing the Republicans as well.
Yeah, it is. It's dividing the Republicans. Bush and, in particular, people close to Karl Rove have been telling me again and again, they are convinced that the national security issue is the Republicans and the administration's trump card. And they're convinced that if you go to the American people with the argument about, well, do terrorists or suspected terrorists have the same legal protections as most Americans, they think that's going to backfire on the Democrats and on some sort of liberal or moderate Republicans. So their argument is going to be that they're going to try to pass some kind of legislation in Congress giving the president authority to put these people through special tribunals. I think the politics to me are absolutely fascinating, because the one thing that the Rove people are absolutely convinced is that the American people will back Bush if it's a national security issue against the Democrats. Rove is convinced that is the Democrats' Achilles heel. And so you are going to see this issue, Gitmo, you're going to see the New York Times issue, you're going to see anything sort of that can be spun into a national security argument played up again and again and again. And what I'm hearing is people in the White House are convinced that's partly a reason explaining Bush's jump in the polls. They think that Bush looks tough on national security and it plays well with the American public.
Jeffrey, it's great talking to you. Can we hang on to you for another segment?
Sure.
Immigration is the issue that I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, we got to go to news. We're speaking with Jeffrey Kuhner. He'll be back to talk to us about the darling of the Christian right, Rick Santorum, who's trailing Bob Casey in the primary in Pennsylvania. All that, Will and Willie here on Keeping It Real, 960 The Quick.
7:31 on 960 The Quake. It's time for traffic at the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to you this time by Smythe, the European. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. We have slow traffic on the Dumbarton Bridge. Multi-car crash just cleared out of the left lane right after the toll plaza back up to Paseo Padre Parkway. Bay Bridge upper deck on the incline. It looks like a mail truck lost a load of mail. Backed up to the mid-lot. It's heavy on the upper deck. Of course, slow past that. Metering lights have been on for a little while. Smythe European, known as the Mercedes-Benz people. Why? Because they like the cars they sell. Smythe's European people deliver beyond your expectations. Smythe European, the Mercedes-Benz people. You can check real-time local traffic anytime on our website, quakeradio.com. 7:32, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Kenneth Lay, former Enron chief Jeff Skilling, just a little while ago, convicted of defrauding investors and employees in the months before Enron plummeted into bankruptcy protection in December of 2001. His lawyer says that the founder of Enron, Kenneth Lay, has died from a heart attack in Colorado, and we have no further information about it other than he passed away sometime early this morning. Kenneth Lay is dead at the age of 64. As part of a national hunger strike launched this weekend in Washington, D.C. with Cindy Sheehan, members of the pacifist organization Code Pink will gather outside Dianne Feinstein's San Francisco house in Pacific Heights tonight. They're beginning a hunger strike of sorts, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily outside San Francisco, Feinstein's San Francisco office on Post Street. They are trying to urge Feinstein to co-sponsor the Harkin bill in the Senate. That's Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa. This bill calls for a lack of a permanent military presence in Iraq, no American control of Iraqi oil, and redeployment of the armed forces from Iraq as soon as possible. Two new laws went into effect in California over the long weekend. Good for the environment. The Cell Phone Recycling Act requires retailers to take back and recycle our old cell phones. The Rechargeable Battery Recycling Act requires retailers to take back and recycle batteries, too. These new laws represent the first time that a store in California will be basically required to share in the responsibility for collection and recycling of a problem product they sell. 86% of us who live in this very shaky place don't have specific earthquake insurance, because it's too expensive for most folks. But as of July 1st, the rates to buy earthquake insurance as part of your homeowner's policy have dropped 22% statewide. Example, 800,000 house. Policy used to cost $3,800 a year. As of last May, that same policy will now set you back only $2,300. Quake weather today, fog, cool on the coast, 60 in Half Moon Bay and Pacifica, 70s around the bay, and low 80s. Way inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quick.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
in the last election cycle. 1 million new voters.
And those are good guy voters.
All from Working Assets Wireless's effort.
So
the progressive's choice.
That's right. Go to quakeradio.com, and we get a little banner ad. Just check right on it where it says Working Assets and join up.
And change the world.
On the go.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
960thequake.com. Your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station. Real-time traffic information. A tool to find the cheapest gas in your neighborhood. A schedule of our shows. Go get it. QuakeRadio.com.
960 The Quake congratulates Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Voted Best Radio Morning Show by SF Weekly and by the American Women in Radio and Television.
It is the best show.
That bribe money was well spent.
The momentum is building.
We're 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Sorry, I'm just rocking out here. What is that?
That's a little heavy for the day after a four-day weekend.
This is Will of Will and Willie.
And this is Willie.
Of Will and Willie.
And, Willie. And on the line is Jeff Racuna calling us from Washington, D.C., a man who always has the inside information.
Yeah, he's the editor of Insight on the News, and that address is insightmag.com.
Mr. Kuna, before we went to break, Will Durst referenced the fact that Mr. Casey is the head of Santorum in Pennsylvania, and, of course, there is now a clear indication that Mr. Bush wishes to negotiate with the House Republicans on the immigration bill to maybe move it toward the Senate answer to the immigration. Is it that much of an issue in Washington?
The immigration issue is huge. House Republicans are very, very concerned. Almost every House Republican to a man and woman has been telling me that they think it's a huge political loser for the GOP if they adopt Bush's sort of comprehensive plan. The conservative base in particular wants just border security first. They don't like Bush's guest worker program. They think that a lot of his proposals amount to amnesty. Bush is clearly bucking the conservative base of his party on this. So he is leaning very, very heavily on a lot of House Republicans. What they're telling me is that House Republicans are just not going to budge. Now, what I think is fascinating here is that the person that Bush has been relying on to sell his immigration proposal in Congress has been John McCain. And as a lot of your viewers probably know, McCain and Bush really don't like each other. In fact, what I'm hearing is they can't stand it. Personally, they can't stand the sight of one another. But now they've developed a kind of marriage of political convenience. And McCain is now carrying water for Bush on this, and he is really hoping that this is going to ingratiate himself with a lot of important Republicans come the 2008 primaries. So the politics to me of this are absolutely fascinating. But in terms of a deal, I would be very surprised if the House Republicans in any way adopted large segments of Bush's plan.
Bush's plan includes, obviously, a path, so-called, to citizenship, which is being identified as a method by which...
Amnesty! Amnesty!
11 to 12 million people who are already here could end up becoming citizens. There's also the fear that a million more per year or so would be coming over here if you made the arrangements that are talked about being made or could be made in the proposal by the Senate. Now, in the House, there is a heavy emphasis on the border security, as you describe, plus criminalization of a whole collection of people, like priests and faith persons, and doctors and others who are providing some form of comfort to these people in time of need. Among the House Republicans and that conservative base, do you think that there might be some give, at least on the humane side of this issue?
That's a very good question. Well, I mean, a lot of conservatives are convinced that corporations, as you mentioned, priests, sort of individuals that sort of what they consider giving aid and comfort to illegal immigration, to illegal immigrants, that they're basically helping people break the law. And so they see this as a rule of law issue. The more important issue that Republicans are not going to say in public, but which they're all saying in private, is that they're convinced that if you give a path to citizenship for 10, 11, 12, whatever, 15, numbers vary, 15 million potential illegal immigrants, most of whom are Hispanics, most of whom are from Mexico, that this is going to politically, permanently tilt the political field to the Democrats. Their polls have always shown, even Bush, who, you know, is from Texas, obviously has a lot of affection for Hispanics, speaks Spanish. Even Bush gets maybe about 40 to 42% of the Hispanic vote in the last election. So the way they look at the numbers, they think it breaks down about 60-40 for the Democrats. So if you add another 12, 15 million people to the overall American citizenship pool, Republicans are convinced that already with the country closely divided on a lot of issues...
You're tilting the electoral map.
You're tilting the map, and basically you're going to make the Democrats the permanent majority in the country, at least for the next 10 to 15, 20 years. So, I mean, they're not going to say this in public, but I can tell you in private, that's their really big concern.
But don't they run the risk if they are perceived by Hispanics, by Latinos, of being hostile to a group of people? Don't they aren't they running the risk of a permanent alienation, electorally speaking?
Happened here in California with Proposition 47.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. In fact, that is almost word for word, that is Karl Rove's argument. What Rove has been arguing behind the scenes, in fact, he is very much in line with the president's plan. Rove's argument is that the Republicans risk alienating the Hispanic vote by seeming to be too xenophobic or too, whatever, anti-immigrant in a lot of their proposals. And what he's arguing is actually a very historically informed analysis, which is this. He argues that in the 1920s, when the Republicans clamped down on immigration, and in particular they alienated a lot of Catholics, Irish Americans, Italian Americans, Polish Americans, and a lot of the big cities, this helped Roosevelt and the Democrats cement their hold on power for decades. And Rove is arguing that this could be another sort of a redux by Republicans on the Hispanic issue. And that's the argument he keeps making again and again. Now, it's not making a lot of traction with a lot of House Republicans, but that's clearly the White House's concern, and that's clearly Rove's concern.
Who is this candidate, potential candidate for president, congressman from Colorado?
Tancredo?
Yeah, Tancredo. You know anything about him? A little bit of a profile on him at all, Jeffrey?
I do. In fact, I know somebody who works in his office very closely. I have to sort of be careful how I characterize this. Tancredo started off as someone, according to what my sources are telling me, someone who just, you know, really was just concerned about immigration in the sense of a rule of law issue, that he just felt, well, it's not healthy for the country to have our borders constantly violated and bringing in so many huge numbers of people that he felt were just blatant lawbreakers. What I'm now hearing about from Tancredo is that a lot of members, even on his own staff, or I should say former staff, think he's gone too far. Many of them think that he's become quite xenophobic. They think that he's almost become obsessed, fanatical on the issue, that he won't think about anything else except this issue. And frankly, it's turned a lot of people off. I think he may try to run in 08. He'll be basically a one-issue candidate. He may get a couple of votes, but he's basically, what he's trying to do is he's trying to use the immigration issue as a way to put maximum pressure on the Republican leadership to be as hardline on this issue as possible.
Jeffrey Cooner, it is great to talk to you again. It's been too long. We can find more of your stuff at insightmag.com. And you are the editor of Insider on the News. We want to thank you. Have a great week.
Oh, it was great. talking to you. Have a great week.
Yeah. All right, Jeffrey. Nice to talk to you, my friend.
That was Jeffrey Kuhner from the Washington Times, which is not the most leftist publication that you might imagine. But here, keeping it real with Will and Willie, we try to hit the whole spectrum.
Well, one of the good things you find out of Mr. Kuhner, in spite of what may be his politics, is that he is very knowledgeable. He's always well informed on the topics of the day, and particularly on the personalities that exemplifies those topics. When he talks about how Senator McCain has become kind of the spokesperson on Mr. Bush's behalf, how Karl Rove has said you've got to be involved if you want to avoid the possibility of a meltdown of all Latinos headed straight for Democratic voters as Democratic voters. And then if you got to respond by a guy from Colorado who obviously is becoming the point person for the far right.
He's quite mad on this issue.
Oh, totally.
We have a caller in line one. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Robert, what's up?
My thoughts on the comments made earlier on your segment regarding the Republicans' one issue to bring them over the top being national security is, it's so amazing that Democrats are not jumping all over it. I'm afraid that, as usual, they will snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. It's like shooting fish in a barrel to prove this is so patently false.
What do you think the Democrats should say or do, Robert?
There is so much that is just not true about that statement, and to allow them to even have the dare to come out and say that they have protected this country in any way, shape, or form is so ridiculous. Why we are not putting together a cogent, clear-headed argument to tell the national public is beyond my belief.
Don't you think they're trying it? What with John Murtha out there?
I don't hear it.
Well, John Murtha is trying to, you know, convince that we should bring the troops back. There's been two bills in Congress, in the Senate, both of which have been shot down because Republicans control the agenda, and the Democrats were pretty unilaterally, I mean, only six of them ditched, which is good for Democrats.
And,
Robert,
in addition thereto, Mr. Bush yesterday in his 4th of July speech made it appear as if anyone who disagreed with him is disregarding the 2,500 people that have died, that somehow they will have died in vain if you don't stay with Mr. Bush. He actually said that.
Yeah, I know.
And that
happens to be the subject of today's Burst of Durst, which we'll get to in the next segment. We'll be right back.
I didn't see your notes.
I know you did. I thought that was very serendipitous. We'll be back with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and you, because you make this show here at 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN. Go Win for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
As previously promised, Will Durst is going to do the burst of Durst. We're asking our caller, Jane, to stick around. Just listen closely, and then we'll come right back to you. And now, unsponsored, uncensored, unchecked, the burst of Durst.
You make it sound like a bad thing.
Thank you, Willie Brown. Well, you got to hand it to George W. Bush. He celebrated Independence Day by succumbing to the siren call of his khaki lust again. Going to Army Base Fort Bragg, giving a speech wherein he said, I'm going to make you this promise. I'm not going to allow the sacrifice. 2,527 troops who have died in Iraq to be in vain by pulling out before the job is done. Excellent sentiment, sir. I just have one tiny, eensy, teensy question here. What exactly is this job of which you speak? What is the job? Because the first job that you got everybody all riled up about is finished. Remember the weapons of mass destruction? Got them. The country of Iraq has been stripped clean of weapons of mass destruction. Except, of course, for the ones that we brought over there. Saddam, he's on trial. They got a government. They've had elections. Which job is left? Overseeing the complete deterioration of Iraqi society? Almost there. The re-election of Republican Congress in November? Is that the job? Or is the job the total dismantlement of any safety net program in America due to the fact that there's no money left because we blew it all on making Iraq safe for the insurgents? Not to mention giving huge tax cuts to your wealthy buddies. Ain't that America? We're partisan politics and stupid slogans. Our job won, and that's your burst of Durst for today. That was a burst.
The applause is well earned and well justified.
Thank you, sir.
And the mimicking of Mr. Bush, you sound like Mr. Bush. It was almost as if you were doing a voiceover for Mr. Bush. That little quiet, almost offensive, childlike tone that he was, and as if, as if something's wrong with him. As if he's a little high and he's trying to explain to the cop why he shouldn't get a ticket.
He is drinking again, I'm sure of it.
And
I got to bring in that globe. The issue of the globe where Laura's in tears and she's running away. Now, the second globe, they're trying to expand on their little... Because last week I mentioned the fact that...
Yeah, that Laura's...
The globe would say,
yeah,
Laura
stayed in
say
Motel the, 6.
Yeah, well, the Mayflower. And
that's
that,
a Motel 6.
And that he's having a little... with Condoleezza Rice. So now they have... a psychologist analyzing the photos of Condi and George together. It's very funny. It's very. I got to bring that up.
I absolutely love that. But I'm telling you, on your burst of dirge, you hit the nail on the head. I'm sorry we can't translate that. And for our caller, who says...
Jane?
Jane, you still there?
Sure.
Did you hear the burst of dirge?
I did, and, you know, I want to tell you something. Am I talking to Willie?
Both of us, yes.
I think The Quake is the greatest show that's been on the radio since radio got popular again.
Oh, no wonder we kept you on.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Miss Jane, in Los Altos.
I'm your passionate Democrat, Willie.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, now, here, I was listening to you this morning. And again, you know, how do the Democrats fight the Republicans? The Republicans keep taking the issue. I keep hearing this on one radio show to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. Everybody's whining about the whiners. The Republicans, all the time since Reagan, all they would do with every issue that was ever raised by the Democrats would say, it's not good enough. What the Democrats should be saying to the Republicans is they're not strong enough.
That's not a bad idea. I had said, have you had enough? Well, listen, Janie, we are going to keep pushing it. At some point, there will be a catchphrase. That catchphrase will translate into a revolution. Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, Harry Reid as head of the Senate, and Hillary as President.
And thank you for joining us, Miss Jane, on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. We got two more hours, and we got a couple of guests coming up. We want to take your calls, so we'll talk to you in just a little bit. Here's some news. Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Enron founder Ken Lay is dead. He was awaiting sentencing for his conviction on fraud and conspiracy in the biggest corporate financial scandal in U.S. history. CNN affiliate KPRC in Houston reports Lay was admitted to a hospital in Aspen, Colorado overnight, suffering from a massive heart attack. He was facing from 25 to 40 years in prison and made a statement on May 25th this year, right after his conviction.
Certainly this was not the outcome we expected. I firmly believe I'm innocent of the charges against me, as I have said from day one. I still firmly believe that as of this day.
Ken Lay, dead at the age of 64. The U.N. Security Council convenes to discuss the North Korean missile launches. Correspondent Gary Baumgarten has a live report from the U.N. where Japan and the U.S. are expected to call for firm action.
Jim, the emergency session is being held at the request of Japan, which is concerned about what it and the United States calls North Korea's provocative acts. John Bolton is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
We're going to meet this morning to discuss the situation, go over some of the procedural issues that are raised.
Then he says Japan's draft resolution will be considered, but it's expected that any strongly worded statement will be watered down to accommodate China, a permanent member which is providing support to the North Korean government. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
Still no budget for New Jersey, and that means the closing of casinos because state inspectors are off the job. For the first time in the 28-year history of Atlantic City's legalized casinos, gamblers were ushered out this morning and the places were shut down. Governor John Corzine said he could not make an exception for the casinos.
I don't have the authority to simply ignore and keep certain things open just because it makes life easier.
More than 40,000 state workers already are staying home. The New Jersey legislature is in emergency session to try to adopt a new budget and end the crisis. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
This summer can be a difference maker.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Let's check quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center.
Morning, I'm John Scott. It's 8:05. This report brought to you by Baskin-Robbins. Here's what's happening. Only one East Bay problem. Walnut Creek, 680 southbound, right before the North Main off. Stall in the right lane, slow from 242. South Bay troubles, 87 Guadalupe Parkway northbound at Santa Clara Street. Some metal junk sitting in the right lane. Three left lanes blocked on 680 southbound at King Road. We don't have any new details from CHP that this just got put up in the last second. Again, at King, 680 southbound, and that could turn into a signaler quickly. We'll keep you updated. 101 southbound before Woodside, Redwood City, multi-car crash now on the shoulder. Traffic backed up to the middle of the parking lot. The metery lights are on. It's heavy across the upper deck. No incidents reported right now. Baskin-Robbins and Togo's are giving you the ultimate summer escape. Just imagine you and nine of your guests cruising in a fully stocked luxury houseboat. Go to winahouseboattrip.com to win or visit a participating Baskin-Robbins and Togo's locations today. Headlines at the bottom of the hour, including the death of Enron founder Ken Lay. Died of a heart attack. We'll give you a recap. More of this morning's top stories. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And we are keeping it real at 8:06 a.m. on Wednesday, July 5th, year 2006. I'm Will Durst. Willie Brown is here.
And doesn't it amaze you how you can get the entirety of the news between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. with that beautiful voice of John Scott, who gives it to you undramatic, no hyping, And, you know, he just does it absolutely straight, drops it right in there, says it. I bet you everybody else who reported on the death of the Enron speculated. He says, this is all the news we have, all the information we have. The guy died.
He's dead. That's all we know.
Only John Scott could do that and get away with it.
And that's right, the Progressive News Hour from 6 to 7, which precedes the Will and Willie Show.
And, you know, your burst of durst, we allowed our caller to come in there. Hi, give the telephone number again to the callers, because I would really like to continue the dialogue with this collection of callers. Democrats need to hear, literally, Democratic elected officials and candidates need to hear what baseline grassroots Democrats are talking about as to get things going. Because, believe me, cut and run for 8 or 9 days was the word. And now the business of waving the white flag was for a couple of days. And now the question of, as in the burst of durst, whether or not we're going to complete the job.
He's impugning our patriotism again.
How about not one Democrat have said what you said? What is the job? Is the job weapons of mass destruction, according to the burst of durst? We've already won that one. Is the job establishing an Iraqi army? We've already won that one. We got that in place. Is the job establishing a government? There's been elections and there is a government. What is there left to do?
What is the job?
And
let's find out from our listeners, and they can call us at 866-866. I don't know what it is. It's 866-960-KQKE, which is 5653. So give us a call on that, 866-960-5653. But first, from Washington, D.C., we have Representative John F. Tierney on the line. He's a Democrat out of Massachusetts, Salem, the Salem District, and he's got a bipartisan bill going through. Representative Tierney, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Hey, thanks for joining us. You're live here on Keeping It Real with
Mr. Tierney. This is Willie Brown. How are you?
I'm doing well, Willie. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I see where you are trying to focus the government on how best to hold people accountable for expending money in case of some natural disaster. How did this all come about? What prompts your involvement?
It actually started well over a year ago when Jim Leach out of Iowa and I thought that we needed to do a similar congressional committee to study the contracting and the auditing standards and all of that with relation to Iraq and Afghanistan contracts, because there were so many reports of abuse and fraud and troops weren't getting the protective gear that they needed, money was being misspent. So we fashioned a bill that would recreate what Senator Truman did during World War II. Essentially put in a congressional committee to study all of that, to make sure that things got to the troops that they needed, and then to make sure that the money was well spent. When Katrina hit and we saw what seemed to be a replication of the bad practices of the Iraq-Afghanistan situation, we filed a similar bill trying to address making sure that the victims of that storm got what was actually contracted for and that the money was monitored and we stopped some of the abuse down there. So we have similar bills with two different purposes.
And you're calling it what by name?
Well, we refer to it as the Truman Bill, only because we want to make sure people understand that there's a history there of doing a bipartisan bill, that it shouldn't be shunned by Republicans just because they've got a president in the White House. Truman did it when there was a Democrat in the White House, got great acclaim for not being partisan, for saving over $15 billion in World War II, and saving countless lives when things actually got to the troops that they needed. So we've been trying to break that barrier of an administration that seems petrified of any criticism and thinks that everything is out to criticize them. We've not had the kind of luck that we want in terms of getting on the Republican support, but we're working at it, and hopefully we're going to break through on that, because we certainly do need to monitor the contracts and monitor the money.
We're speaking to John F. Tierney. He's a Democrat from Salem, Massachusetts. He and Representative Jim Leach, who's a Republican from Iowa, are introducing a bipartisan bill to establish a Truman Committee here, because it worked in WW2. It was a bipartisan bill. I'm a little confused. Thanks for joining us on 960
Sure.
The Quake. I'm a little confused. Have we had this bill apply to Iraq and Afghanistan?
No, we haven't. Like, you know, the issue is that every committee, we have two jobs. One is legislating and the other is oversight. And I contend that there's almost no oversight going on in this Congress at all. And every committee has that responsibility, and I think virtually none of them that have responsibility over the Iraq and Afghanistan spending are doing it, and virtually none of them with responsibility for rebuilding out of Katrina are doing it. And therefore, we need, I think, a special select committee that focuses just on that, has staff, you can take it from existing committees if you want, but focus them on those issues, use your inspectors general, and get to the bottom of this so that we can stop this massive abuse and stop the fact that the people that really need the help aren't getting it.
Can you put an amendment in there making it a Halliburton-free zone?
Well, we've been trying. We've tried to amend everything that's come along. The original Truman bill, I mean, we have tried to tack on to every defense spending bill, whether it was a supplemental bill or a regular authorization or appropriation. Some of them we've gotten to the floor and we've lost by a very, very narrow margin. Some of them, the Rules Committee, which is, you know, 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats, right on party lines, have not even allowed us to bring it up on the floor and debate it. And then we've done the same thing with the Katrina end of that on several occasions, trying to get it up. It's as if people don't even want to let members of their own party talk about it and debate it. I think they think it's a seductive bill because it makes sense, and the people would actually end up voting for it on the floor and then have to do it.
How strong is your partner on this, Mr. Leach? How strong is he in the Republican caucus? Can he carry with him some members of that caucus in sufficient numbers to make a majority?
I think he's going to have trouble. I think Jim's an independent mind, and he's a good member of Congress. I've worked with him on a number of different issues, and I think he tends to try to represent his district well and to do the right thing as opposed to the partisan thing. But he hasn't got a lot of people over there that are willing to do that. The leadership, of course, certainly isn't, and a lot of other members I don't think show the kind of courage that Jim does. Walter Jones certainly has come around, and he's outspoken on it. And a number of so-called moderates will tell me in a private conversation how they think it's exactly what's needed, but you know their leadership is coming down kind of hard on them.
I assume that the entirety of the Democratic caucus would be favorably disposed to your proposal.
Well,
which
we've
means
got every Democrat vote every time it's come to the floor, and the Rules Committee obviously all the Democrats vote for it, and that's not that we wanted to be a partisan issue. We did not start out saying, "Oh, we're going to make this a big thing that we're going to thump on for Democrats." We started off, Jim and I, you know, we're going to try to get a one-for-one, you know, sponsorship on this thing, and we just couldn't break anybody over there until Walter Jones finally came along. But so the Democrats just wanted to get behind it. I mean, they think it's a clear, easy thing to do, especially when you have the track record of Truman having done it during a Democratic administration. It sends the message, this isn't about partisanship, it's about good governance.
Yeah, how can frugality and transparency be partisan?
Well, it used to be a very conservative stand. You know, and I always cited that people like to think I'm a liberal. I say, well, you can tell me what you want to do, but when it comes to spending and watching the spending, this is about as conservative as it gets, and it makes perfect sense, and everybody should get behind it.
And we're listening, of course, to a congressman from Salem, Massachusetts, Mr. Turney. We really appreciate your taking our call and sharing with us and what you're doing with the Truman bill.
Well,
I hope, frankly, that it moves forward. I hope that the Democrats will, on a partisan basis, frankly, once it has been determined that it's faith in Congress, I hope you will use it as a tool. In this forthcoming election.
And I hope your listeners are anxious to get a hold of their representatives and maybe convince them that this is the thing to do. It just makes absolute sense, and our kids need to have the protection that they need, and victims of the storm need to get the materials that they so desperately need.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck on this.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Now, right. Senator John Tierney of Salem, Massachusetts.
Representative,
yeah. And he's got a Truman Committee bill that he's trying to push through Congress.
I like the idea of the name.
Yeah, I mean, hearkening back.
Most people would think it was our Truman. But it's a Republican, I think.
No. It's Harry.
It was Harry.
Yeah, this was Harry during WW2.
Representing the state of Missouri?
Yeah, this was before he was vice president. I think he was vice president in 1944, and they picked him. And one of the reasons they picked him was because of this bill that he had engendered so much bipartisan support.
And in addition thereto, if you recall, everybody knew that whoever was made vice president was going to become.
See, I never knew this. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
That
they knew that that
Roosevelt was that sick that inside the political party they understood
on his last leg, and so the big deal was who would become the vice president, because that automatically meant the presidency. And then, of course, when Truman got it, he was such a low-key guy he was like the compromise candidate. He was not like the first candidate of choice. It would be comparable to a current situation in which you had a Hillary and you had a John Warner, you had you had a Kerry and you had a Gore, and you settled, let's say, on an Angelides.
Or a Schweitzer.
Somebody like that. And then lo and behold, they end up surfacing as a fairly strong, positive leader. And that's what they did with Truman. And then Truman turned around and, of course, became the favorite of grassroots Democrats who didn't have the benefit of the Internet, who didn't have the benefit of talk radio, who didn't have the benefit of automatic robocalls, who didn't have the benefit of anything except grassroots, gut-wrenching responsiveness to the means and in a manner that represented great productivity.
Yeah,
but Democratic
we hadn't progressed that far. Maybe we have
no
progressed in politics.
Dewey goes to bed believing that he had won the presidency over Truman, and he wakes up the next morning, and he's still the governor of New York.
What about what about the election in Mexico?
Turns
out there might have been 2 million votes.
3 million.
Yeah.
There are 3 million votes.
3 million votes.
Not yet counted.
Not counted.
Sounds somewhat comparable.
Sounds familiar, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh,
Florida.
Look at that. An incredibly close election, and the conservative is ahead because votes have been depressed. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about more, and we'll take your calls, 866-960-5753, all here. Keep it real with Whalen Willie.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com keyword real estate to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
But I know what you're wishing for. Love in a peaceful world. Yeah.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Oh, yeah. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
We're back with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It is 8:22 on the head.
You told me during the break that some fellow Texan was calling in, and she's overheard us talking about the death of the head of Enron.
This is Tracy Evans.
Good morning.
From KTRH from Houston.
You got it.
How you doing, lady?
We are the home of Enron. It's not something you want to say too loudly, I don't think.
The giant crooked E.
Miss Evans, this is Willie Brown. I am originally a Texan, Wood County, a little place called Mineola.
I've heard of it.
And my little town had no stock in Enron.
That was very smart of your little town.
As a matter of fact, my little town had no stock in anything. But what's going on down there? Now that Kenneth is expired, does that create some problems for some people down there?
Well, it creates a change for the Enron task force. You know, they were seeking more than $100 million in ill-gotten gains from both Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling. Well, now they're going to be seeking it from Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay's estate. So if I were Ken Lay's family, I wouldn't be expecting to inherit a whole lot, because I think that the taxpayers are probably going to end up with that.
Speaking of that, with his reputation and now that he's dead, his widow, do you think maybe she should quickly change her name back to
her maiden name?
I don't see that happening. She was pretty stalwart in standing beside him during all of this. And, you know, there are some people in this town that still think that he did no wrong. They think that he was absolutely duped by Jeff Skilling, that he came in there and tried to save the company, and they think that he was a great guy to the end and that they don't believe that he was guilty.
And they all live in Sugarland.
I don't know. That's a different level of Kool-Aid.
Jeffrey Skilling's, however, left the company early on. He left the company like several months before the crash actually occurred. As a matter of fact, I recall specifically having a business meeting in New York at the Four Seasons Hotel with the company on behalf of the pension fund of the state of California, CalPERS, and it was a committee that I headed because we were concerned about our investment in Enron. Jeffrey Skilling didn't show up for the meeting. Kenneth did, and so did the other persons who were connected there with. But Jeffrey, on that day, resigned. And he had been gone several months before the crash. So had we, by the way. We left shortly after Skilling left.
CalPERS got out?
Yeah, we got out.
Good timing.
We got out. And, you know, they checked on us to see whether or not anybody had given us a tip on where to get out. But the Kenneth Lay estate, do you think it's sufficiently endowed to be responsive to the demands and the needs of those who have to get their assets back?
You know, that's a very good question, because he basically pled bankrupt throughout the trial, and no one believed it. So the good question here is how much is left? He does have a several million-dollar apartment here in Houston, sitting on top of one of the most exclusive buildings that you're going to ever find in the most ritzy section of Houston. And, of course, the property in Colorado. As part of the deal he worked out with the prosecutors, once he was convicted, he was allowed to stay out on bond until the sentencing, and he was only allowed to be two places, Houston or his home in Colorado. And that's where he was when he passed away on Tuesday night.
So he had sold all of his other properties?
Apparently. Now, we've heard some conflicting reports on that as to whether or not he might still have some property down on Galveston Island, but that's in question right now as to whether that's the truth. Now, his kids also put up some of the bond for him to be out on bond. Some of the money and property that was put up so he could be released came from his children.
How many children does he have?
What did you say?
How many children does he have?
You know, I'm trying to remember that, if it's two or three. I'm trying to remember right now. I'm not really sure. They basically stayed, his family stayed very quiet through the trial. The only one we saw in court was his wife, Linda. So his family has tried to stay very private during all of this. And there was some question going on in Colorado as to how much information to release through the Aspen Police Department, because whether or not all of his family had been notified or not.
Talking about the death of Enron's Kenneth Lay, we actually are very lucky to have the company of Miss Tracy Evans from KTRH in Houston talking to us here on Keep It Real with Will and Willie.
What has been the reaction, if you've had an opportunity to visit with any of the aggrieved ex-employees and people who owned shares in Enron that disappeared in value almost quickly? What has been their reaction to Ken's death?
Oh, boy, has our phone been ringing off the hook here at KTRH. Reaction shocking from former Enron employee Deborah DeForge. She was part of that Enron ex-employee support group that came to the trial, was very active in pushing for the lawsuits to try and get these folks money back that had lost so much in their 401ks and then, of course, lost their jobs as well. She was just blatantly shocked, just out and out, couldn't believe it. But other former Enron workers are calling in to our station right now to say, basically, good riddance, bad rubbish. We're not, and some of the words, I'm glad we're bleeping. You know, there is some. It really runs the gamut here. There are some people who stalwartly believe that he was innocent, stalwartly believe that Jeff Skilling caused all of this, and Ken Lay came back in and tried to be the knight in shining armor and save the company at the very end, but just couldn't do it. They have dwindled to a very, very small number, but they're still out there. Mm. I couldn't even try to find someone who supports Jeff Skilling.
Kenneth Lay was a.
They're out there.
Kenneth Lay was a Texan. He was a genuine Texan, right?
Ken Lay actually was, I believe, from Missouri or someplace originally.
But Skilling's is an East Coasterner, isn't he?
Someplace up in the central part of the country, the Midwest,
right.
I think, originally. But he had been here his whole adult life.
Right.
So he was sort of the way we consider George Bush a Texan, because he wasn't born here, but he lived here most of his life, you know?
An honorary Texan.
An honorary Texan. You know, as my mom has a T-shirt that says, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as fast as I could.
You know? Where did she get that T-shirt?
I feel the same way.
I want one of those.
But you were born in Texas.
I know that.
You're the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't born in San Francisco.
But I got out as fast as I could.
Tracy Evans, do you think you guys are going to go wall-to-wall on this for the rest of the day?
Oh, I think that you can bet on the fact that this is our lead story from here on out today.
Yeah.
It's going to be absolutely crazy. The information is still obviously coming in from Aspen and from his attorney's office. We're still talking to people who knew him. And obviously, right now, we've got a talk show on the air, and everybody that's calling in, that's all they want to talk about.
I bet. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are a little sorry that he's not going to be serving time.
You know, we have heard that. We have heard a few people calling in and saying flat out, doggone it, he got away with it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if he got away with it.
Yeah, that's a tough way to get away. And I'm convinced he's still going to be serving time in hell.
And he's probably going to have to stay there, because I don't think the devil could trust him.
So I would bet there are a few ex-Enron employees right now who are saying he's probably going to be saving Jeff Skilling a seat.
And Jeff Skilling, of course, is going to be saying, I want to reopen my case. It was Kenneth who did all the stuff, not me.
Don't be surprised.
Tracy Evans, thanks so much. Have a great time down there with this story. Down at KTRH in Houston.
Good to talk to you, Will and Willie.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be right back, hopefully, with your calls here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Call us, 866-960-5753.
And I know you are wondering, how is it that he knows the number now? They got it pinned to his eyeballs.
It's 8:30 on 960 The Quake. Now, a moment of traffic. Brought to you by Wells Fargo this time. It's clear to crash on 880 southbound after Thornton. It was three cars off the road now. Some BART delays. Switching problems, 10 to 15 minutes from Daly City to downtown SF and the East Bay. Minor delay at the Bay Bridge. Toll Plaza metering lights are on. It's heavy on the upper deck. But no problems reported now. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Day 31, here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. Kenneth Lay's rise was dramatic, as was his fall. Kenneth Lay died today at the age of 64. He took Enron from a conservative natural gas pipeline company to an energy and trading giant, seventh on the Fortune 500 in 2000, and it claimed more than $100 billion in annual revenue. Or did it? The company imploded after it became clear Enron's finances were built on fraudulent partnerships and schemes. After the spectacular bankruptcy, Kenneth Lay was convicted in May, along with Jeff Skilling, of defrauding investors and workers. He was also convicted in a separate trial of bank fraud and making false statements to bank. He was due to be sentenced in October. Lay faced a punishment that would have kept him in jail for the rest of his life. Both he and Skilling have always maintained they never did anything wrong. As part of a national hunger strike launched this weekend in Washington, D.C. with Cindy Sheehan from Berkeley, members of the pacifist organization Code Pink are gathering outside Dianne Feinstein's San Francisco house tonight. They're going to begin a hunger strike daily outside of Feinstein's San Francisco office on Post Street. The action is designed to urge Feinstein to co-sponsor the Harkin bill in the Senate. That's Tom Harkin, Iowa senator. The bill calls for a lack of a permanent military presence in Iraq, no American control of Iraqi oil, and redeployment of armed forces from Iraq as soon as possible. Now, the San Francisco hunger strike is one of hundreds around the country that started yesterday. A researcher says that hundreds of animals crossing Yosemite National Park roadways are killed every year by visitors speeding from one attraction to the next. This particular gentleman that did this research studied roadkill at the national park as a joke, but then found that the problem was actually serious. Gawking motorists not paying attention killed dozens of squirrels and possums, skunks, coyotes, and bears even every year. Quake weather today, a little foggy on the coast and cool, highs 59, 60 in Pacifica and Half Moon Bay, 70s around the bay, and the low 80s in the far East Bay. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California
on board a luxury houseboat.
This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck
and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads.
Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
What's the most important story in the Bay Area today? A shooting, a murder, or healthcare and the environment? What are our local radio and TV newscasts missing? Monitoring the Media, a Bay Area report card, 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the air and online all this week at quakeradio.com.
32 years ago, Bill Crutchfield turned a car audio hobby into a national catalog by helping folks get into new technologies like today's HD digital radio. If your tuner can't receive HD radio's extra channels, check out HD radio in our catalog or visit us online at crutchfield.com.
This is Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Trying to make it real compared to what?
Back at you.
This is Will Durst on Keep It Real with Will and Willie. I got Willie Brown with me. We're on 960 AM The Quake. We're taking your calls at 866-960-5753. It is 837, almost 838, and we have on the line Mr. Dan Ashby. He's been with us before. He's talking to us about the possibility that there may be something wrong with the Diebold voting machines. I'm shocked. Shocked to hear this.
Hello, good morning.
Dan, how are you?
Hey, Dan, Willie Brown here. How are you?
Very good, Mr. Mayor.
What is the deal with the... What are you doing? We've heard about these Diebold machines that in the San Diego special election, they were taken home by poll workers the night before. How can that be possible?
Well, it's a long-standing practice back before they realized what they were dealing with. But we have the kind of machines now that is an unacceptable security risk.
Yeah.
And that wasn't just a few days. In some cases, it was a couple of weeks before the election. So they're taking home a Diebold machine that has been diagnosed as the most securest voting threat ever discovered, and they were fully warned by black box voting weeks and months in advance of the election, don't do this. And not only San Diego County, but virtually all 17 California counties that use the same machines did the same thing.
And who is black box voting?
Black box voting is an independent citizen-based investigative team led by Bev Harris, who wrote the book in 2003 called Black Box Voting, which is really the most important source document for this whole movement, waking up the citizenry to the fact that their elections have been sold out from under them to private vendors who run secret software with machines that have been proven hackable, and the election officials of the states are basically oblivious to this.
The challenge in San Diego, could it have any material effect on the election of Mr. Bill Ray as the new congressman from the Cunningham-Bull seat?
Well, that was a very close election. The margin was only 4%. So you don't have to do more than flip a few votes in each precinct to make that difference.
And you believe that the challenge that's being made to that particular election could actually be addressed by the courts? Courts are always reluctant to overturn election results, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are, so it's always a steep hill. But here's the issue, that the certification conditions for use of those machines were violated by sending them home so that they're no longer in a secured secure storage environment. And there are probably a half a dozen ways I could name you that those conditions that are mandatory for the use of the machines in an election were violated. So on that basis, the citizens have a very good case to say, we have no confidence in these election results, and the only remedy is to hand count the actual ballots, bypass the machines.
We're speaking with Dan Ashby from the California Election Protection Network about bad voting, which might be happening right now in Mexico.
How did, Dan, how did they select whose house could house one of these machines for a couple of weeks?
Well, those are just your county poll workers, you know, citizens who volunteer to do their civic duty. And it's not necessarily any aspersion on poll workers, but the fact is that you don't know who they may be. And you don't know how many places that machine can be approached in that time period. It only takes about a minute or less for someone who knows what they're doing to slip in a contaminated card or connect the deep-leveled bootloader of the machines and contaminate them.
Why don't you tell our listeners exactly what it means for that deep bootloader that you just described, or one of the other software movement operations that takes only 1 minute to do. Could that be a switch in how your vote is counted once you do the balloting?
Well, the Hursti 1 and Hursti 2 attack exploits have already settled that question. Of course, it can insert a program that will falsify the vote counting. The same program will make the so-called voter-verified paper audit trail read incorrectly. In other words, the paper trail will say one thing, the internal vote will be quite different. And it will even erase and change the audit log so there's no trace of the intervention.
If I have a PDA and steroids with wireless, is there a possibility of just using something like that?
Yes, there is, if there's a wireless card in the machine, and you wouldn't know if that were the case unless you opened up the case. You could have an SD wireless modem card in a slot inside the machine. No one would necessarily know. Now, some of these machines actually were built and distributed with infrared ports, so you could stand across the room with a handheld wireless thing and reprogram the election.
Oh, my God, from across the room.
Yes.
Well, why aren't we doing that?
I think we ought to, don't you?
I don't mean to encourage voting fraud, but when it's being stolen from us, shouldn't we steal back? We're speaking with Dan Ashby from the California Election Protection Network. What is it that we can do, Dan?
Well, the number one thing that I think everyone should realize is that all elections are local, and we view the county level as the place to put the pressure on. And there are great examples of citizen activists doing around the country. Just across the bay in Alameda County, we've achieved some real headway where we have obliged our supervisors to require a red team hack test before they accept delivery on their new Sequoia electronic voting machines. That was a big mistake ordering those machines, but at least we're trying to get some kind of a meaningful security test run, and that would be a first in the nation.
The Rolling Stones carried an article written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And will this not now give him the opportunity to do an additional article for Rolling Stones?
Yeah, and that article was the longest article ever written in Rolling Stone. It has received 700,000 hits. It is blowing open the 2004 election in Ohio. It is demonstrating that the other e-voting fraud attack is the voter suppression by mass purging, illegal purging of voter registrations without people's knowledge, knocking the people out before they can even vote.
You know, in the state of California, the current Secretary of State is faced with that very possibility. He has announced that there are, I don't know, several million people on the rolls in California whose last names don't match up or whose middle name is not there, and is just planning to remove them from the voter rolls.
Well, he not only planning, he actually did this. Starting early in January of this year, he started rolling out the new method of requiring a 100% match between a DMV record and a person's voting record. And if there was one missing initial in your middle name, that disqualified you and you were bumped off the voting rolls. And nobody was telling anybody about this. The LA Times got wind of the story in late March and announced it. It turns out that during that first couple of months, 43% of the new registered voters in LA were knocked out of the system and nobody was telling anybody about it.
You would think that with voting being so important, they would use the voter rolls as a standard for the accuracy of your name, not the DMV rolls. You'd think they would knock you off the DMV rolls, lift your license rather than take away your right to vote.
Well, possibly. But here's the issue, is that that was not a mandatory thing that he had no choice. McPherson actually chose to require the strictest standard. He took the HAVA requirement for centralized databases, and he exploited it to maximum partisan advantage.
And HAVA is Help Americans Vote Act?
Well, it's called the Help American Vote Act. Beware if Republicans tell you they're going to help you do anything. We actually should call it the Hack America Vote Act.
And if you remember, the accusations against Kevin Shelley, in part, that's why the Republicans wanted to get rid of him, was because
he was against
wasn't.
The Diebold machines.
And he was also very focused on not bumping people off the rolls.
Well, I think that you have to look at the hounding from office of Secretary Shelley as about step two in a long-range game plan. We're very seriously concerned that the effect is going to be a red California. If California's 55 electoral votes are tipped to the other column, it's game over.
Certainly will be for Democrats, because California has become the anchor tenant for a blue state alternative and a blue state objective. California, New York, New Jersey. If we don't get those three, Katie bar the door.
Along that line, in the upcoming November election, the most important thing citizens can do to ensure or to get a chance of getting our electoral system back is to vote for Deborah Bowen as Secretary of State. She is by far the most informed champion of voters' rights in the United States in a role of candidate for Secretary of State.
I served with Deborah Bowen in the California State Assembly. As a matter of fact, it was one of the people that were recruited, one of the persons to run for office was recruited a long time ago, and she has sparkled as a member of the State Assembly for 6 years and now in the State Senate for 8 years. It's too bad term limits is forcing her out of public office, but
she might
the opportunity
be good,
to
yes.
be Secretary of State for 8 years is upon us, and you are correct. Deborah Bowen deserves a close look at.
California Action Protection Network spokesperson Dan Ashby. Dan, you're always a fun guest. Well, not fun, but informative. And we hope you keep coming back here.
Okay.
Live. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Coming up! We got What Would Willie Do? Yeah.
And get to your telephones quickly, because my guess is you're going to want to call.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com. Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class. LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Here, Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
In my soul.
That's right, it's once again time for that favorite KQKE segment. It's What Would Willie Do? Every day we ask the mayor, the speaker, the Reverend Willie L. Brown Jr. We ask him an unrehearsed question. He has no idea what we're going to talk about. Bob Agnew came in here earlier and threatened to tell him in advance, but no, we do not allow the envelope to be open. This is a question. Over the weekend, of course, the crazy guy in North Korea, Kim Jong-il, brother-in-law to mentally ill, has started throwing missiles out into the Sea of Japan. And what is it? Is it just saber-rattling? And you're the president of the United States. What do you do to contain this flippo unit?
Well, it's always a great challenge for one sovereign nation to be attempting to dictate the conduct of another sovereign nation. North Korea is basically a sovereign nation, and the U.S., of course, has an interest in making sure that in the hands of a person whose judgment is questionable on some things or most things, whether or not those individuals gain access to the kind of instruments that could do violence to other nations of the world and plunge the whole world into a third world war. That's why you have the UN. The UN has been established as a forum in which disputes between nations can be debated and resolved with the support of many other nations. More than 100 other nations buying into whatever dispute resolution mechanism that the UN employs and whatever those results are, whether they're sanctions or whether they're boycotts, whatever the program is, theoretically the UN becomes the arbiter and all of the nations of the world buys into the UN program. If I'm the president of these United States, I think in this case, clearly in view of the inability to do anything else about it because of being tied down in the Middle East, because of my standing in the world as a result of what I'm doing in Iraq, because of the exploitation that has in fact occurred of my resources in Afghanistan and Pakistan and all the other places, I'm pretty spent. And in view of that, I think I would have to resolve all of my issues with reference to North Korea through the process of the UN. I think I would more aggressively attempt to get the Russians and the Chinese to step up to the plate, because each of them were the countries that initially provided North Korea with the resources that North Korea and the technology that North Korea is currently using to try to turn itself into a nuclear power of worldwide expectations. And in view of that, I think I'd have to use those resources. I noticed also that the Japanese have an intimate reason to be concerned about what the North Koreans are capable of doing. Forget the South Koreans for the moment. The Japanese know that the first target is going to be Japan if there's ever any real capacity and a desire to use that capacity for further expansion or disruption purposes. So I would make sure the Japanese are involved. I would also do one more thing. I'd go to the African nations. I'd do my best to line up every African nation on behalf of it. So now if you have the Asian nations headed by Japan and China, you have the European nations headed by Russia and Great Britain, and then you have the African nations led by South Africa and one or two others, you would have a sufficient cadre of people almost equal to what George Bush I had going into the war when Iraq and Saddam Hussein did what they did in Kuwait. And the results, I think, would be equally as spectacular. I think North Korea would succumb to the demands of the rest of the world. They could not go it alone. And as the president of these United States, I would be orchestrating that process through my gap-toothed friend, the Secretary of State.
And that's what would Willie do. That's what Willie would do. That's what doing Willie does.
As the president.
You think it would work?
Oh, I know
why
it would work.
Why get Africa involved?
I know
why would,
it would.
Why would they be, you know, having
Well, because you supply a sufficient amount of resources in other categories. You can extract something for your resources. And if you talk about trying to keep the world a peaceful place in which to live, that's what you use your resources for. You don't use your resources to go into Iraq. You don't use your resources in a manner other than a semi-defensive way. You don't allow the so-called first-track option, the 1% doctrine that we talked about last week in that book, you don't allow that to become your standard for foreign policy. You make that your last never-to-use object. Because, after all, you know, power is far more impressive and far more effective when you don't have to use it. Once you use it, you have expended it.
Yeah, you show a guy a gun, it's very scary. You actually use the gun, you better have hit him.
No, you better have hit him with the fatal shot. Not just hit him. A wounded bear.
Hey, we got a great...
Far more dangerous.
You know who's coming up next hour? We got Joe Wilson, the former ambassador.
Valerie Plame's husband.
That's right.
I'm outing him.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake, Monday through Friday.
From 7 to 10 a.m.
Right here.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most